5. Then the Gemara tells us as follows. You notice the ending of Shteyosos, right? Shteyosos is already the top line of Kutalam Beis in the Mishnah. So the Gemara Amar Adami towards the bottom of Kutalam Beis, Kosav Osachas Mitzveria Vachas Mitzipori, Chayav. Ksiva Yelashim Machusa Kreva. Iva Tanan, Kosav Akashne Kosav Yabayas, Oshne Tapi Pinkos, Benegin Zem Zem Potter. Also, mechusa ma'isa de kreva, hovelo mechusa ma'isa de kreva. Then the problem with the p'tur in the second case is where the letters are in the middle of a block. You can't get them next to each other without chopping. So then you put them, otherwise you'd be chayv. That's the Gemara. Everyone so far? Everyone understands the Gemara? The Gemara is clear. Things start when you open the Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara itself is easy. The Shulchan Aruch is in Siman Shin Mem. Let's open up again and start from the beginning. Because we have to, these are difficult matters, and if you don't review them a few times, I'll get a full flavor. So Siman Shin Mem. Siv Gimel. We're going to start with the Ramah. The Mechaba is talking about Mochek. Now Mochek obviously relates to Kosev. But the Ramah in Tolma Mochek says something which is relevant to our discussion. The Ramah says, Osa lishbar ugos sheksuvos olav kimin osios afal pi she'eino mechavein rak l'achila davi mochek. Okay. That's the psak of the Ramah. It's based upon the Mordechai. We saw the Mordechai earlier. I guess it's worth seeing again. Mordechai Simon Shin Samachtes. I always see things the second time. Shin Samachtes and the Mordechai. Let's read it together. Page Chaf Aleph in our print. Nishal Rabbeinu Meir al Ugos Hatinokos Shekos V'Nalein Osios V'Atevos Eich Ochlem Osam Hatinokos B'Yomtev Heishiv Imishem Mochek B'Yomtev Lekei Suat Doraisa V'Mochek Elamanas Lichtov K'namin Perek La'Godol B'Yomtev Suat Rabban Aniko U'Betinok Ein Lochush Ein Lochush Tekot An Ochol Nevelos Ein Bezim Mitzumen Olafisho Heichad Lo Safin Alei Be your daim. You don't give it to him with your own hands. What happened over here? They eat it. You don't have to say give it to them. They eat it. I told you yesterday, it's a question whether suffering your daim is he's putting it down in front of them. Actually put it into their mouth. That's not a topic we can discuss today. It's a little too far afield. So the obvious deal from here, which the Ramah makes, is special circumstance. Kids, you don't stop them. But for grown-ups, if you forget that expression, then how do I do it? Because the Ramah quotes the Ramah. You can't blame the Ramah for quoting the Mordechai. He quotes it, you know, correctly. So let's take a look at the Taz. We saw the Taz first. He quotes the Mordechai. He has three questions. The first question is, it should be a heter of derech achila. So I misspoke yesterday when I spoke about derech achila, you're eating it, because that's not what the Taz is being matter. Not only be matir to bite into the cookie and thereby break the letters. No, he's not even breaking the letters with your hands on the way into eating it. And that's the comparison that he brings. He discusses that there are other malachas where there are heterim of derech achila. Right? What are they? Borer, tochein. Not just when it's in your mouth, but even it's in your hand just before you put it in your mouth. That's the first comment which the Taz makes. Okay? With me so far? That's comment number one. Comment number two. Here is a mekalkel. It's not mochel manas lichto. Called mekalkel in Peturin. So, that in itself is not a winner, because it's ultimately Rabbana. Right? I think he's just throwing this on. That's in case you're worried about the rices, everyone's scared of the rices, and no, the stakes aren't that high. No possibility of any derice over here. Follow me? Because at worst, it's the rabbonim. That's how I understood that line in the Taz. Fine. Then he talks about that's fine. Then he quotes a levush, a different topic. He switched topics in midstream. Instead of talking about cookies, he's talking about books. Books, library books, which said Mendel got us from Larva on the outside of the book. A totally different topic. And what does the Levush say? Well, maybe a Shalva Daraisa, Chayv Chatas. That's a gross exaggeration. Why? Because why? Number one is Eina Miskaven. I'm just reading Rechazim the Taz. Eina Miskaven Miskiras HaSefer have also Misudarim. Okay, so can't be a cannot possibly be a Chi of Chatas. Why not? It's Eina Miskaven. I have Pesik Reisha. So we asked this question yesterday. So we thought the answer was, but it's Loich Baslei. So it can't be a Daraisa. Why can't it be a Daraisa? So because it's every Loich Baslei, even according to the Tos against the Yoruch, it's Ein Shuch LeGufa. So we saw that the chash daraisa chayv chadas means if you hold like the Rambam that ain't shir legufa is chayv, and you hold up segreish l'nichale is chayv, so you can be chayv on Shabbos too. That's presumably the korav chadas that the Levush is referring to. But then he says the main point about the discussion is not giving a skila or anything like that. Is there an Easter of mochig or not? So he says over here. He thinks, no, he didn't do anything. Nothing was done. What? And that's what he brings in Al Gemara. So until now, it's just introductory. Al Gemara, I'm not going to use the Gemara again, we know the Gemara. So now, here's the key line. The key line is coming up in the Taz right now, after this introduction. Vihine, Michiv the Hosam, Nilmar Ptur Ladinu Nida. I mentioned yesterday, it's the red line theory. There's one red line, and you cross that line, you're Chayv Hashem Kol Seif. You can't be Chayv twice, right? Same with Mocha. Came in twice. The Chihei Chida Hosam Chayim Hashem Ksiva Afal Pish Ein Smuchin Ela Havyon Ki Ilu Heim Zei Tzol Zev Chayim Chatos One and Tfer One and Tzipori Vemela Kan Dinis Rako Aksiva Chashvinen Le Kilu Adayin Smuchin You Love It Midi. What happened? I take two letters, they're both in Tveria, and I take one and I move them to Tzipori. What do I do? That's right. I took a letter from the Tzipori. It's nothing. Hey, the Nidish lo osam mechak. Hey, kshachoz v'sogam lo avin ma'isel chodesh ki aksiva kvar hi kayemes. And don't claim it's only the chumra. No chad chum hazara v'su gam lekula. We can learn from there. Why? Hosam mashma ilu yaksuvim kodem Shabbos os achas rocha mechavera v'kirvim la'adodi b'Shabbos. The Vaday Ein Chiyuv Bozeh. Right? You took one of you moved the letter from Tzipor to Tveria. Timlok and Amar Aminan Shem the Chayav Kosev Shtei Osios. Havle Le Meimad Afilu Ksuvim Kvar El Hashem Ruchokim V'Kirv V'Shabbos L'Chayav. El Vaday Le Pater Bozeh. Ta Kirv Ein Amor V'Lo Mevat Al Klal. Hochen Amikat. Ta Masha Kirv Osios Shem Nisrach Lo Ovid Midi. Yeah? Then, fine. This is what it says. So, it didn't do anything. Now, upashit. Shebezeh lo ashayach lo madim midirabbonan miyu osro ladas maram kugel shizacharnu. Yeah. Why? The hosam haval koponim mekalkel came and the achash in ishtabru lo mo il sham kiruv. The yevshla sos meyem chibur echor achar shiyishbere. Aval kan ein kilkul b'mashem archikim ayde psicha. The kol shekain shelo niskaven afilu lezesh yiu osios nishborim. This what do those lines mean? Can we chazer again those lines? What is this word of pashim? Till now he was pashim. What he says in pashim means not pashim. Forgive that little. No, till now I thought I understood everything. What is this? Can we read it together? So he's trying to explain over here that kiruv and richuk is nothing. Let's go again. Upashut Shebazeh. What does Shebazeh mean? Shebazeh means the case of the book. Lo Shayach Loma de Midrabonim Miu Osir Hadas Maram Kugel Shezacharim. In other words, the Maram in Rutenberg said the case of Ugo is Osir Midrabonim. Let's say here too, it's Osir Midrabonim. Am I correct? Is that the question?
Yeah.
It's not, yeah. Now, how do you read the rest? The Hosam. What does Hosam mean? Which case?
Cookie.
The cookie, right? So as I read you before. Havel koponim mekalkel. Correct. Keva da achash in ishtabel amovel of shem kiruv. Tiyev shal asos miyam chibur echad achash ashibrein. Okay. Avel kan ein kilkul b'mash merchikam ayidei
psicha. And therefore it's not a consequential action. You didn't do anything permanent. You didn't do a kilkul. You could easily rectify it by bringing it back together. So it's more makeup.
Oh, see, I read it wrong. Thank you for correcting it. I was going the wrong direction, I thought. Ah, in other words, there at least is a Mekalkel.
Yeah.
See, we always say, that's why I couldn't read it right. Mekalkel is the best case scenario. No! Mekalkel is worse. But you did something, even though it was negative. He did nothing. That's why I couldn't read it straight. No? Okay, then it's Pashut, but it's not Pashut to read. Let's chazer again how to read this properly. Okay, because I didn't get it the first time. Upashut shebezelo shach lema dimidrabonim miyos l'asabaram kugel shedacharnu. The hosam there, you know why it's hosar? Oh, the havel kalponim makalki, did something bad. All right, but he did something was accomplished, even though it's a negative. Because now you broke all the king's horses and all the king's men, can't put the letter back together again. Because you broke it up and they can't put it back again. Okay, fine. Here, he didn't do anything. Not a kilkul, there's nothing happened. Zero. One could argue that that's not so pushing. I mean, even having read it that way, you might think that a negative is more kal than a nothing. Because a nothing can be construed somehow as some non-negative. Let's put that aside now.
Rebbe, mochik inherently is a negative law. I think that's
true. It's true, but okay, good. At least we understood what he meant. Now, here's the key line. The key line is coming up now. I'm skipping a few lines to the key line. The ein lechalek. We were screaming yesterday. Yes, lechalek. Okay. The ein lechalek. The davka be os sholem lomani akiruv. Ava be os echad shen esparik b'achmasa psichas ha-sefer mani mashi nisrachim in iskarim. Ze einu. The kachli os achas she'ein bo chiyuv shabbos mochati yos. Vakiv letzol inyan chiyuv shabbos v'shtei os yos. Ha'imochati os ein bo chiyuv. This is a very questionable point. Is it really true? So we saw Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz said like it sounds like it's true. We read it yesterday in the back of the Fine Gimel. He said it said stay three or four times because less than that, it's not a chatzi shia like it took a chatzi grogus and also. No, that's a malacha with a chatzi shia. This we'll call it a chatzi malacha. So it's nothing. It's no difference between a half a letter and one letter. Everything up till two. A half, one and a half. It's all nothing. Zero. That's what he's suggesting. Now we can argue with that. Yeah.
What's the shakas of Rabbi Elazar Moshe Horowitz to the case of, let's say, by Men Lagadas and Library, there's eight half letters. So you're combining eight half letters with eight half letters.
Right.
Why is that? Of course, that's much more calmer than just taking one half of one letter and half of one letter, because then when you combine it, you only have one total letter at the end of the day. But here, you have eight half letters, and you're combining with eight half letters. That makes eight letters.
I believe what's happening in the Taz is as follows. The Taz says that one letter and a half a letter are the same insofar as neither is a malach. So therefore, it's true in the case of the book, it's more chamer because you are destroying letters and creating letters. In the other case, you can say, no, the let's chazer again. The Gemara's case is discussing whole letters. And one could suggest that whole letters, right, are viewed as independent entities. And therefore, a letter here, a letter there, you put them together, you haven't accomplished anything. But the letter existed before. Whereas a half a letter, nothing existed before. Now you created a letter because you made a letter now by putting all its elements together. That's worse. He's saying it's not true. It does. He doesn't think it's true. Now you could say it is true. And it has to have love. Moshe depends on the definition of kosev. It's two letters like shtei batei nirin or shtei chutim or those other cases shtei tfiris. Well, that's not just nothing. Nothing. That's the lashon of Elazar Moshe. Nothing. So then, one letter is also nothing. So then the analogy works. Otherwise not. We did not get a chance to read the Dagon Rava yesterday. Maybe we read a little tiny piece of it, but let's read the whole thing together because it's such an important piece. Yes, sir?
I mean, the thing about one letter being nothing, I don't understand. It says that if you write one letter in Sipori and one letter in Tiberia, you're chayim. If you write half a letter in Tiberi, half a letter in Sifori, and then two other half letters somewhere else, is that also chayim?
Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. Yeah. Let's see. Let's read the Gdol and the Rebbe together. Vadai devarim nechonin. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. You have to read the Magen Avraham first. I made a mistake. The Gemara is going on the Magen Avraham. Let's read him again. Kimine Osios. Sarachia and Imkena Felix Subim Alav Suros Yasser. Right? Sarat Sura. He quotes the Ramos Shuva with another Svar Lahakel. What's that Svar Lahakel? He says it's like, Kave the Osi Lina Vilavtoch Leka Mishamoche. Right? We'll see soon. It's like a Delas. We'll see the Prisha soon. Levush is Chayav Chatas. He's not saying Chayav Chatas. The Rias Ramon and Machuachos. I think it's Kedai, on both sides. I think it's fair. Let's read the Ramon as original. Shut the Ramon. I think it's only fair to read it. Right? Not the Ramon speaking for himself. He keep quoting. Because the Bemashkin may make parents be of a drachm called Dovash in the Miskai and Potter. You do the Chopturi the Shabbos Potter and Veloso. Step 3. After the Miskai, Lukom of a Ksivu Mechika. Lomahanim having Mechika Mashachos of an Ola Kedoso. Adrav, she's a Megara, Otto Mishum, the Tartika of it, other Fein. Mishum Mocha Bechos of the Kos of Lo Yishayev. Have we got to the Kos of Oranesh, Lo Yate, but it's not our opinion right now. Not every. Then he says, "Because Malacha she entzirul the gufa lo shal lemifte the mikom of Yisrael lachatchila." Oh, the other Malacha is entzirul the gufa. Why? That tzarech limchok v'lichtok v'leftoch v'lim ha'sefer. What? You understand this line? Entzirul the gufa. What? You don't want. You'd love if men those guys would take them off and give you the book for free. They only let you do it for a month. So. What's going on? How do you explain this line? Don't know. Umeachad is there having derech mechika ksiva igli ever the osir. And he goes to Mordechai in the case of the cookies. Okay, fine. And here it's worse. Hosa mein elam mekalkel du moche kamanash lo dichtov. Can have the mishra filach yosir mehosam kavachol merhocha. The opposite of the Taz. Right? This is the other way. So as I told you, it's not Pashim the Taz is saying. Because they have the Mason Lakhab is a commercial community at Tamana Beremitz. Not doing it. That's not our Indian again now. Okay, so finally, oh man, after all these lines, he's going to usser, he finally turns around and says, oh, what's what? Okay, Yashim, so I had to be doing that. He could have made a hole for the Omer the Ptoach, for Lino, and there are Mechigam Bekach. That's the first svar. The first thing he says. Then he says, "Viteda." You know, in Abona, we know the whole Sukkos Gemara. Atkan Lashon of the Gemara. Gwan Rashi. Umeyate Shadaktek. Amai Tana Hakosim Aluche Pinchas. Listener Vusei Tvei. Da Filu Eksuvim Kvar in Poseach Menoel Pinchas Have Eksivim Mechika. It's a big Echidish. Yadua Filu El Pinchasim Asuyim. Miluchim asuyim leftoach v'lino, alavarei de'ein de'vik eksiva mechika. De'lo madechiyu lo mechayva potah v'losu, dimken lechalik minei ube'ei, v'listi v'seifa, aluche pinchas v'negin zem zed de potah, b'chai gavnem hayu ksuvim kvar. E'lo, this is convoluted. D'nichle lechalik v'lishmin de potah, p'il b'kos, p'tura p'il b'kosim, emei negin zem zed, p'ashmin and din ha'ohu, kos l'beis kos l'ibayis, we know this already. And he goes and quotes the Gemara, Kusa Kreva, goes to Ahol Sugapir Shrashi, Achal Lashono. Have they come on? The Kriva lo Mikri Mechusa Maisa Klal. Then came the Wadin. Elu Beis Osios Ksuvim Kvar Achal Vitzvara Vachal Vitzvaria. Umekarban Yachal Lab Klum Avet. This sounds like the Taz. The Taz is at the very end. The first Svara, which is quoted in the Mavan Avram, that one line, and that's one line at the beginning. Not a Taz, except the main bulk of his Tshuva of the Ramah. We'll see soon, there may be a difference between the two of them anyway, we'll see soon. Wadin Elayim Rukuravim Merechikim Lab Klum Avet. Twice. It made it into the Ein Loma category of the Ramah. Right? Someone said it can't be. It made it, at least it's an Ein Loma. You have twice. An Ein Loma is pretty good. An Ein Loma, the Ramah. Not my Ein Loma. The Ramah is Ein Loma. That's already my Draga. Ain't long, but I forgot the Mechayim lo Kreva, because the Kibas Nami also Yisu, most of our Ksavim, who are then in Brichim Yadda, they have Yimochek. Zeno! Why does Zeno? A funny proof that it's not true. It's so compelling. Ksav agav e Ksav Potter. Im hoya ev shalom, adolin in Shabbos Mechayim, af agav the Kfar Kosov Lagarmi, kem by IC Rami Hossam, af agav lo Hossam in Shem and Amuchim, because in Shabbos Mechayim. Whoa. Ksav agav e ksav. What's ksav agav e ksav mean? I wrote on Friday Aleph Beis. On Shabbos I rewrite over it Aleph Beis, Yepata. So you can't be chayav twice. But that's so simple. Not because you can't be chayav twice. You didn't do anything. You did nothing. You write over the first, you did the competition. Nothing was done. Here, when you put it together, you did something. I don't think is this a compelling proof that you can't be chayav twice on Shabbos? Which says yesterday, Bevashel and Sod, you have precedents with two different levels to be chayav twice. I don't think this proves that at all, Lefiani Yazaiti. Well, one half since one finish. El Shmalina, the Ramoka da Vixav Meikora, Lav Klum Ovet. No Ksav Aga Vixav Potter, Velo Mutter, the Chathchila, no, here, so what, you still have no proof. Yes, Loma, Shani Hossam, the Mikomak of Kosev, Viku Ksav Achron, Shari Shubak Ksav Rishon Onira, therefore, in Shemukha, Gam Him Odim, the Avik Ksav Mixas, Ava Kreva Biyama, then also Raksha Nikla Zem Zera, Ksav Kula Kosov Kolov Lachem Mutta, what can I argue if I can't? I just told you, yes, sir. Questions? No, it means the same letters. That's what sounds like. Yes, sir.
I don't understand. Forget the issue that it's because you didn't do anything. Where was the Havah need to be chayav twice in the first place? Meaning you wrote two letters in general.
I write two letters and they're separate from each other. And now I bring them near each other. So you can't be chayav twice. Chayav proof ksav agav ksav. In my opinion, it's not a good proof.
How would I be chayav twice even if I did it not al gav ksav and chayav once? No.
I wrote two letters. One in Tver, one in Zippori.
Right.
So I'm chayav. Before Shigamar. Now I decide an Aleph and Tzveria, Beis and Sipori. I want to write Av or Bo. I'll bring them to each other, right next to each other. Yeah, it can't be Chayav twice, says the Taz. The Ramah said the same thing before him. The Taz said it's B'Pshut, didn't try to bring any proofs. And he brings a proof which I think is not so completely compelling. Let me watch out. Who are then? Nina Dizan.
The Taz did bring a proof
in the Chayav. What was the Taz's proof?
He said that the Gemara should have said the bigger Kiddush instead of saying.
What should the Gemara have said? What's the bigger Kiddush?
Don't tell me that when you write a letter in various Sipori or five, tell me when you actually bring them together, that's the bigger Kiddush. That's what the Taz
argues. Yeah, that may be a bigger Kiddush, but maybe not. We talk about Mashmos. Maybe that's less Kiddush, that's a Mashmos. It's not compelling. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but it's not 100% proof. Right. I forgot the poser v'nol. They know about the craver v'arachok of lav klum of it. The craver of my seklal. At the end of chalik, the shani hason, the chol os kosov the gamim v'mokom mechot, v'en v'chus v'rach craver. But when poser v'yemza, os achad v'ek kosev. This is exactly what the Taz said. Ein lechalik. So he's saying ein lechalik the same thing. The zeino. Why? Why? Here's the lack. The linian shchiyah of Shabbos, beis aosios kaos echadamio. Mamash Tatas, no? Same thing. Almost word for word. He lost the crave of Mikri Maisa Yapoto that the Chesor B'Yamsa Ksivu or the B'Yamsa Os. How do you know? Why the Moisa Kasha Rabo Mas Nisan? Beis Kosli Abayis, Beis Duchi Pinchas Pato. He should have answered. Hos the Mara B'Hipsik B'Yamsa Os. Rabbi Abo Mara B'Hipsik B'Yam Os Ben Osios. Shema Mino Lekha Chilek B'Ochi. Is that 100% of proof? What didn't answer? Those proofs are always a little dangerous. I mean, I hear it. Not 100% of proof.
Why would that be an easier ukimta? If anything, that's a tougher ukimta than half letter.
Right? It's not 100% of proof. I hear what he's saying. Below Dami the Uga. Ah, the Uga case. The Uga case. Now, there's different. Interesting Ramah. Every word is a diuk. We said all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put the aleph back together again. He said no, they could. Once you eat it, you can't have it. But if you break it, what's going on? So far it sounds like if you have father Ramah, if you break a letter in half and just don't it, have a cookie. I want a cookie. So Ma takes the cookie and breaks it in half. And then the kid gets distracted and he's happy with his lollipop. So according to the Ramah, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Because you can put it together. You can't glue it together, put it near each other.
It's clear from the Ramah, from the Matan Shatara, that if there is on the Shavir itself, not on the Apigma.
That's a push-up shot, but do you understand what I just was dagging this line in there? It's a bit of a theorem. That's why I have to read every text carefully and review it a few times. So we come up with new diukim, right? Every word counts. What did he say again? He said, "Ho ba ochlan kovin meister yeshlach for the kovin achakach." And the hoyam afridin zemi zeh because of the kirva after the sharim to kriva la meisu. See what's going on? The steer between the... You know what he really means in the Ramah? You can't break it, we won't eat it. He's not saying you can't break it. You can't break it to eat it. Let's read again. It's a new read of the Ramah. Also, l'shbar ugios sheksuvos olav kimin osios af al pish en mechavim rak l'achila. That means it's going to be an achila. It's not going to be an achila. In theory, it should be mutter according to the Ramah. He said it. He put it in the tshuva. Huh?
Efsha.
You're right. He says Efsha. Efsha the Shari. Okay. Yes, Yuda.
So this would be a source for a hetter to rip between the letters on a package.
Yeah, I think it's mutter.
Why not even through the letters?
According to the Ramah, through the letters should be the same as in between the letters. According to the Ramah, the Tazel distinguished between the two. Let's go slow. We'll get there. Rabbi said, we cannot be impatient. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't learn a Kosovo Moka in one day, not even in 2 days. You have to go slow. Bleed that, we'll discuss things, we'll review things. Oh, dear Lovey Ryan, about this, but Mishnah Pagodal. Pagodal. Hakose v'mokamas lichto. Pirish Rashi. Kose v'mokal l'kamon v'forosh l'mai m'bor v'mishkan. Shen roshmin al karshe al mishkan this week's parsha. Lei de'ezer ben zugo v'kose v'os pazeh v'os pazeh v'mokal p'amim p'shato. End quote. Yev v'shay v'mechika b'chay g'avno. Hai hutzuch l'forosh p'amim p'shato. Ika l'forosh. Hav v'mokal v'mishkan v'shoh shayu pokin al mishkan. Him are freedom in osios. Ooh, Keresh 1, Keresh 2. Yeah. You separate one from the other, then it should be a problem. Wow, we. No, the Rashi should cause an os bezev, os bezev. Tell me a cause an os echad al base crushing, be achad. By the Zer Yodin, be ben zugo, rabo, say, you know, do three. You know, when you want to put up a simon, a kashrus, that someone should tamper with the seal, you take two pieces. You put a letter that extends on both. So if they rip up the tape and they try to put tray for chicken instead of the kosher chicken, it'll be obvious it's not going to fit exactly. That's the Mishkan. We make sure that that the two crushing near each other will be matched. You take a big aleph, you write an aleph on both of them, and the only way that it's going to work is you put them back together again. So therefore, maybe that's what's going on. Interesting new possibility. Yeah. The Ein Lomar, the Vina Beis Osius, right, the Mishkan Beis Osius, how you? There's the Ein Lomar. That's Shiru no longer the Mishkan, Makinina Malacha. Yeah, because what question, what do you have? Shemi Shimon, go make a deal. Tough. So you can no, 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 from the Mishkan. If you learn from the Mishkan, any two letters. Yeah, Rabbi Yossi, we're not going to touch Rabbi Yossi yet. I know you want to, but I can't. We have to put him a little in the background. Roshe, Kosan, Koshe, Mishkan, Leila, Ezim, and Dugo. The Gemara says, Sarat, Sri, Ta'achat, Abbez, and Sarah, Mechayev. Who is on the name of the Kegad, Abbez, Echot. She ain't there, Mechi, Yoxila, Vekach. And there's another Rile head there. What? Yoxila, like Binyan. Binyan. By Binyan, it's Dark on the Purple, and Achziron. Before the Epshad, the Tora, Mutu, Achziron, Achziron, the Purple. No, Shal Chuyos. Yeah. Yeah. Who are the Medinos there? This is the Rama. Interesting. It's like the first line. Very well, the very first line. Delos. You use the word Delos. Also, the Ptah of Lizgar. Take something similar over here at the end. Rather had that from Sugis or Gemara, which is complicated. We'll get the bone and we'll talk about it more. Fine. We both said we succeeded in reading Chumas Rama. Right. We had a little issue with the Achila, the Shvira. That's an issue which we haven't resolved. Fine. Let's now look back to the Magen Avraham. So we looked. We did this because the Magen Avraham told us to look there. So we looked. Taz also looked there. We didn't. And we didn't listen to him. And now we listen to the Magen Avraham. Fine. He only quotes the first line. Also, little level of talk. Didn't quote the rest of it. Uvelavush called the Chiyuv Chatas. The Rayas are more than Machmuchwichos. We saw that. The Rayas are not 100%. When they say you can ding stuff with them, you can try to refute them, rebut the proofs. Fine. Says the Dogo Meravava. The Dogo Meravava. I'll go on the first line, right? If it's Sarah Tzura, so Amocha Nami Chayev. Why only letters? Tzuras too. Says the Helig of the Dogon Maravava. Vadet Varam Nechonim. Timyesh Isim Osios Kamatsuri Isim. Double or nothing. But Mizay Yavshar, you gotta love the Dogon Maravava. I'll prove to you that a Tzir is Mutter, and you have to confess and admit to me that it also is also Mutter, because the Maravava is writing to a Halbo Italia. What's its proof?
Al kochach muchach lios chiluk shal Rashi Halevi, the davka shekosev midover acher, aval im hime uga atzma shori, kainil neyaz daiti. In other words, it's not an absolute proof, because you can say icing on the cake is worse than a cake which has in it a tzura itself with no icing, but at least the case with no icing has to be mutter. Now, let's take it so far at face value. Ordinarily, let me borrow the Chumash Hadesh and Shevi Amogan Avram Shinu Dalat Tzidkot Nei. To be said, the Rabbanim Mutter Psik Reisha. Ken Mochek Zed Lava Mas Lichtavu. Rak Yisad the Rabbanon. The Kevin Shenem Eskavein Mutter. Even though it's a Psik Reisha, yeah. I feel that's Mogan Avram Shem. Shall feel it be Yisad the Rabbanon also Psik Reisha. So we pass in like the Mishnah Brua Mogan Avram against the Chumash Hadesh and the Mechaber. Mikolagom, Harehechi She'eno Miskaven Umekalkel Vosikalachayat, Kamogan Avram Matasham, Afilu Psikresha. So Psikresha, which has only other Rabbanans, what are they? Eno Miskaven doesn't count. Psikresha Eno Miskaven. Mekalkel and Kalachayat. So we look back at Shinten Zayin, that's the impression conveyed by the Mogan Avram. Psikresha with a double Rabbanan, Mekalkel and Kalachayat, would be permissible.
Let's go on a little bit further. Okay. In our situation, because Shkein Kan the Kulu Isnu, why? The Mekalkalu, Vegam Kalachayad, then Derech Mechiga Bekach. Why is it a Kol Shkein? So that's the same thing. I'm not sure. Why is this a Kol Shkein? I thought the other case also was it. What was the case over there?
Maybe the next line explains the Kol Shkein.
Okay, next line. When we call Shekein, if Eino Shover Biyodo Rak Bepiv, no, that's a second Kol Shkein. The first case is being matted with using by hand. Rabbo say, why is this a Kol Shkein?
Back to the Truma Sedeshan part.
Yeah, so the Truma.
It's like repetitive.
I hear. Okay, could be. Again, if Eino Shover Biyodo Rak Bepiv, Eino Hachiloso. Fine. Kavisa de Rabbonan, Shein Pshita de Namaskavim Mutta Achil Besukreshe. Why? Why is it Pshita? Why is it Pshita? Because Derech Achiloso, Psanuvar, that's if you actually eat it instead of break it before you eat it. Okay. L'cheinir l'idai de etagama b'davar zeh. Ken kol achron and tumba lisa zeh. Rak shlomo lo liba l'hok l'kemish ha zeyot v'fi amam v'rutenberg. Ayin l'kul mordecha. But nearly is a chiddush nifla of the Dog of Mirabel. You gotta love this chiddush, Rabosai. You gotta love it. No one here went to cheder, that's a problem. You go to cheder. You went to day schools. You go to cheder, it's a whole different experience. What's a cheder experience? The Maram Shem Nishal Ugos Shatinokos Shekos and Alam Osios Vetevos Eich Ochlem Osam Atinokos Beyomtov. Look at the Mordechai. The Kevin Shekos of Ugos Shatinokos Behei Ayadia. He means Regilim lichtov bekavona sheyochlenu atinokos the school of Yitzchakim. The carrot, it's not a mekalka, it's a metakein. You eat the letter Aleph, you'll know all Shas. Aleph is an important letter in Shas. I wish it should work. Kein zeh avim miskavim v'gam lav mekalka. For carrot, it's a tikkun, you can't get Talmud Chacham to do this. L'chein lo hit the rak l'tinokos. Avav b'inyan achem mutlaf l'gdolim. This is the famous story of Rebbe. We went through the whole thing of both sides. So far, so good. So this is, yes.
That last part's a little bit short, though, no?
Why?
Meaning, how is that not considered a kilkel? If we're saying that a bris milah is called mekalkel de chabura, is there more of a tikkun than theoretically a bris milah than when it comes to being mischakei ma'ide achilas
uduf? You're asking a good question. Indirect tikkun. Right or wrong? Sounds right. Excuse me. Not much of a tikkun.
Rebbe, isn't the Iker point that it becomes a mekaveh, and then the mekaveh thing was a throwaway, but everything falls out of the once it's mekaveh.
That's good. He's certainly mekaveh. He wants to break the lettuce to eat the lettuce, not stop. Okay, that's the best way to do it. Let's go back there, Bosai. Let's go back. So this is what we discussed. Most of these things we discussed already a little bit yesterday. Then we opened up a sefer. We have to review again. Called the Megillah Sefer. I'm just to review what he says a little bit. Comments similar to what we did yesterday, but again, you have to review. With Simon Yudches, Oz Dalar and Hay. He says as follows. The Mohan Avram Yud Gam hu matir kiruv osios shlemos. Why? Shelo osir shavah lekvoas osios. So the Magen Avraham says kiruv osios shlemos is okay. Sifkan vav, he's machmir by the psichas ha-sefer. So what's the pasuk shot? If distinguish between, oh, thank you. If I need it, I'll take it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. So the pasuk shot is, he's making a distinction between half letters and whole letters. Okay, this is, we know this already. And he quotes Avnei Nezer, we saw this in Shir yesterday. Well, that's his paragraph. Okay? And he has the Mishnah Berurah all that way. Why? Because he explains only the Domo Ladelis. And the Chazon Ish seems to hold that way. Because it's a situation where there are the Rabbanon. Fine. So now he says, puzzles are a big problem. Because puzzles are like half letters. They have pictures. That's what he says. He's upset with the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, who's mat the puzzles. Even by a sefer, there are machmirim. Because you're putting half letters together, so half pictures together. He quotes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that putting letters together is worse than Ksav Shein HaMiskaye. No, worse means it's less. It's less than Ksav Shein HaMiskaye. I'll call it HaMiskaye in the Shah. And here, where Ein HaMuchu B'Klal, Ein Duksi B'Klal, if that's the case, you got to read the words carefully, because you saw Rav Moshe yesterday, that's the question. Did he do a hatchet job for Rav Moshe? Right? And we, let's see Rav Moshe one more time. I'm sorry? I'll give you the quotation of the puzzle. It says, Perek Tezayin Sifchav Gimel. I have it. Yesterday I wasn't smart enough to bring it in. Today I left my mistakes. I brought the Shmir Shabbos in. Perek Tezayin Chav Gimel. You have to look in the back and see where it is in yours. I'll tell you the first word.
Sifchav Gimel or Tarek Chav Gimel?
No, Sifchav Gimel. Hold on. Chav Gimel. Mutal esachek b'mischoke osios v'tziyurim shememenichen osios o chelke osios o tmuna zeli adzeh v'tzafen osan l'mila shlemo l'tmuna. Puzzle. Right? V'ush lo yikbas ad mila o asa tmuna b'misgeres v'gamen achalokim ashonim miskarbim v'mishatkim zeh b'zeh. Because if you would, there'd be a problem. If it's loosely connected, it's okay.
That last line, not answering puzzles that connect, just matter one and just lay side by side.
Again, it's hard to know how he defines mischabim, mishatim, zebazeh. By definition, all puzzles. So what's even matter? It's matter something. Tmuna.
We have those puzzles that
you like move
the piece around.
From the
Ara,
so
it sounds like you just
be mapping out
magnetic things
instead of
more like these
for
longer, as opposed to like a regular puzzle
that you're saying. Sounding is matter of puzzle, no?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. So,
I,
let's assume
it's
matter of puzzle. So now I'm
going to
read you. Oh, let's read
Rav Moshe. Does it make a
difference
if you don't point
the
part
at
the shell?
Yes. Yes, it does make a difference. Remember the case of Rav Moshe? The funny shuls, they have these, you know, these, that's why I understood it to me, those things that turn up to page 282. So you shouldn't have to be mapsing in the middle of whatever. That's it. Numbers, ksuvim ben diyoros miyuchodos, kolecha ben diyorechot, zeitel ze, yiracha zeitel ze, ishiyedu wa tzibu veiz, adafim tzvichan adam mechashash ksiva. Yeah? What do you say? Ain't a mechabes also la hamada biyamis no chashash at all, no problem. That's no problem at all, no problem at all.
Is it clear he's talking about the turning things? Because I think that's where the Megillah Sefer might disagree. That he's talking about maybe some type of thing where you letter and stick it.
So far, if I understood correctly, what do they do in these cases? You have numbers, they're written on different pieces of paper. You hold them next to one another. That's for sure no chashash. How about the Bialma? For sure nothing. even chibur, which is aser, not everyone agrees. Not everyone agrees. Maybe only my serokim is kosher. You actually are doing the embroidery yourself, not just sticking in silver letters into a parochus. So that's a question. But bechibur, says yes, okay. Yesh lahachmir, the chayot of mishbrua is a mach. Aber below chibur, klal, mashma shein mokom lesser, the mistava shegarua melichta v'mashkin shein miskaimin. It's less than that. There, let's describe a little bit. But here, lo v'chuba klal, eino inyan k'siva klal. So what's even mati mata? Is he mata the case of the, they have the shuls, 282, or they're just holding up a piece of paper like this? What was he mata?
Even the shul.
Even the shul.
There's no
chibur. Now let's read what he wants. Even though, so puzzles, he wants to ask. I am Moshe the Kula. Moshe is right. So then, Chelke Yosios Yesh Lahatir. I don't see why. But Moshe's Matir, pre-existing full numbers to be near each other. And he wants to say to be Matir Chelke. You know, he himself said that you can distinguish between full and half. So I don't understand that line either. Okay, but Aval Dvarav of Rav Moshe Tzarechin. Why? Shebe Gemara Mavua the Kosovo Sachas B'Tzvera V'Sachas B'Tzipori Nechshav L'Ksiva Hol Eina Mechusav Maisa Dekreva U'muchach Shigamim Eino Mechaber Esa Os Yos Nechshav L'Ksav Dimdaka Dechiburam Imkein Adayim Mechusav Maisa Dekreva. What? The Gemara is asking when you wrote two letters in Tzvera Tzipori. Here all you did is move near each other. I don't understand the Yifra here. I must be missing something. Okay, I'm missing a lot of things, but this is one of them I'm missing. Fine. The Lidvarenu, if we're right, says it's the next paragraph. Gam uga asher kosev alei osios v'tziyurim v'chotchu also mirem Shabbos v'prusos. Happy birthday. Tama, if you want to serve this cake tomorrow, you can't do it. What can I do? You know what you do? Take, before Shabbos, take the knife and slice it into 16 slices. It's people 16, a big birthday party for the kid. The kid brought 10 friends, and they come and slice the birthday party in 16 pieces, because, you know, 6 for the family and 10 for the friends. You know, just go like this, slice 16 pieces. Leave it that way. You wrap it up, you know, cover it up with a fancy, and say, oh, you know, separate it. No! I think that's also awesome. The Maya de Zemes Parekas El Shtema Otsiyo Sholem. The locus Shishimir Shikhava, El Chosa, Perekut Aleph, Siv Zayin. Look there. Now they have it with me. Makes it much easier to explain. Yud Aleph Siv Zayin. Shemir Shabbos. Divrei Mafesh et Tzuru Aleihem Osios O Tzuyurim Kol Shehem Mi Mimrach. That's icing. Or whatever else you think. Mutal Li'ochlam Afal Pishap De Achiloso Osios Fat Tzuyurim Miskatum. To put it in your mouth straight. I will also lakto gesa osios or sa tsiyurim over lachilos. Before you eat it. Chotach mi vol yom es tiri amafa. Yeah, you cut it in advance. I just told you. Muto lahotzi prusa b'shabes. Kame mispar ayde zel shlemo tsiyo sholim. This is mutter. What's the basis for it? For Moshe. Kaod of tvei. Fisha dogo mervava mekel b'ikar adin shal chitur osios. Here it's better. Why is it better? Because the letters have been separated from before Shabbos. Megillah says it should be aser. Who cares if you separated from before Shabbos? Right now they're next to each other, and you're separating them. So I think what he means is what he said before. Chelkei Osios, you can't put them near and away from each other. That's the same shower we have when it comes to the books. What? Oh, Shalom, yes, but Chelkei Osios, no. I think that's his question.
That's his question. It's not like the, I thought you were just quoting like the Taz says, based on our Gemara, if it's near each other, then it's, once you eat it or something, it's like that's completely separating it.
That's true.
So, even if you cut it before, that's not going to help. If you're going to take it away, then movement on Shabbos.
You mean what's also the taking away or the eating?
Just cutting it was still considered.
It was already cut before.
Yeah, but it's still considered written according to the
Shabbos. It's still considered near each other, even though it's cut. So now when I pull it away, I'm breaking it. I'm breaking the letter.
Yeah.
I'm breaking the letter. That's what he says. Was this Shmir Shabbos hold? No. I'm allowed to separate. It's just what we call Rechuk Chalokim. They're separate and distinct. I'm just pulling them away from each other. I cut them before. I didn't break the letter. It was broken from before. So in other words, according to the Shmir Shabbos Kachos, if I understand correctly, when you cut it from before Shabbos, it's just as if the same as you cut it and you remove it. So it's a back and forth, taking things back and forth. And he says no. He says it's near each other at that point in time, still considered a letter and you pull it away. Doesn't like it.
According to you don't say how far we have to pull the
should be right next to each other. I don't know how you define that precisely. I do not know. Okay, for our both side, this is Oz Dalet. I know it's review, but review is important. Again, this lets people, we're going to come back to this at the end. Not today. Oz Hey talks about the Oz Yoshel Kesel LeParochas that we saw in Magen Avraham, Sivkot and Yud. Shlomo Zalman understands the issue is it has no Reka. Okay, but if it has a Reka, then maybe it's okay. If letters are written on a wrapper, Rav Moshe, he says on the Sudan of Avraham, that the Isser is the Mechaba Os Yazulazu Petsua Shel Kvius. If they have a record, it doesn't help. This we saw, I showed in the Piskat Shuvah before, it makes these two pshatim over here. I'm discussing Rav Moshe Yud, Divad Vav, just Yud. I do what the whole suga Masechet Gittin, complicated suga Gittin. Alright? The Magen Avraham did not make said you meant to mean Yuchayev. He quotes the Nishmas Adam. Let's take a look at that too. We didn't see that yesterday. Nishmas Adam Rabosai. Am I right? We didn't see it yesterday? Did we? Didn't we?
No.
Okay. Memory's not perfect. Says the Magen Avraham asked because of the Gemara in Gittin. I looked in Gittin, told you the Gemara in Gittin. Adrabba, Mashal Hepech. It's opposite. Because in the case of the, we have Rikmu, Ala Beged, Bemachat, Kiminosios, Enoksav, Enokavua, Alamutal Ala Beged, the Bez Rosh and Tehuvimbo. See, Adrabba, you see, it's not considered Ksav. Not only that, if it's Ksav, forget, so Ksav about it, Shabbos. Why me Efsha? He's a Pelagus. All the poskim say that Rokam Osos Kamai say Rokam, not Exab by Get. Rashi says, Hena Kavua, Lokova Bez Rosh Rechid Neva Rokam, Mai say Rokam Mamish, Shemuchubu Hachut and Gamitara Shani, have Exab, end quote. It's a Beis Yosef. They say, Rashi says, Eina Kavua. Also, so Kesef, Shetavu Vimachtin, Chol Apostol, Havi Ksav. Well, the Rashi, Mechiba Ben Shiyu Kavuin, Havi Ksav. That's what Mechiba means. To begin, Mash, Havi Ksav, in the quote of the Rashi, Dafka, Shena Kavua. Avak Shem Mechaber, Osios, Betov, Shiyu Kavuin, Havi Ksav. But then he says, does the Nishmas Adam, the proof is no proof for a different reason. It's a different pshat in there in the Gemara. What's his pshat? Maisa Rokem. We discussed this in the Parashat Shavua, right? Maisa Rokem. She'osa Maisa Begufos. You're embroidering the letter. You're taking the thread. You're making a letter. Ma'ashenge Be'osa Shlokesa She'osa Kfani Gemara. They were formed letters before, like in the bulletin boards in the shul. Raksha mechama beveged. Maybe Rashi agrees it's not considered kosev. Then also by get, it's different than Shabbos. So he suggests nothing. Shuvas Ramon, the Taz. Look at this. Burocha binoso. Kiva the Chol Divrei Rama b'tshuva. The Taz never saw the tshuva, right? He says, I heard it's a tshuva. Right? That's all the Taz of Lashon. Someone told me it's a tshuva in Rama. Am I correct? Shamati Shereba b'tshuva. Didn't have it. Right? I don't have it. He didn't have it. Even Mechavan on his own. The Melchor Rama just saw the Rama. Taz never saw it. Okay. Probably printed just near time. Right? Yeah. Kiva osio slavik ksav. I the Taz his part of Alasur, maybe not. Maybe it's Lav Dafka. The model of Ramo the Mutter. Ela she no osik shavim in hasik al vush shachas the chayev. I don't know Ramo is Ramo also lift over. No, look at the Ramo. That's not his main reason. His main reason is mechusu kreva lo klum. Therefore, mutter the top of the machat the parochas. Binyan shalo yakavua, death base the kavim, try to do it with lefty, etc., etc., etc. Adkan, the nishmas odom. So on both sides, a little bit further. Here, he quotes Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, in Shmiras Shabbos Perek Tes Hora Memches and Perek Tes Zayin Hora Samach Dalet. Okay, so let's look a little bit. Also look at things in the original. I'm starting with Tes Memches. Also, I didn't have this in front of me yesterday, so it's important to see it now. Tes Memches. Here we go. Kriya Ben Shtei Oso Shemila Achas. You buy potato chips, and it says wise potato chips. You cut between the I and the S. That's doable, right? The chori yesh lavi rav the esor gavalt. Osa shel sheva isbarach yudke vavke. Wow. Shlomo Zalman, that's no raya. That's mechias Hashem. Different story. That's different story. You know, didan and lochosh mashemar b'men osios. Could also medrash benifrad. I also the chaper also the book on Avram. Why is ksiva different than mechika? Shlomo Zalman said, Shani Hosam, the choshev can mechaber os leklaf. When you put those bulletin boards down in the shul, you put a white number 5 on the black bulletin board. It's like you take ink and put it onto a klaf. Have a chaper also stand. Separate letters, we know on the answer. Because there's no problem. Because there's no problem.
Maybe in what sense are these separate letters? They're on the bag. The bag is one clock, kilu, and the printed is the whole picture with all the graphic, all the everything, all the letters.
Because the letters are separate, he says. Letters are separate. Every letter stands separately. Hold on. That's Tes Sam Memches. Then we have to look in Tes Zayin Samach Dalet. Let's see Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's opinion. Tes Zayin, Rabbosai, Samach Dalet. It's all about games. Okay. What's going on over here? Oh, I know this game. Mishchak Chamesh Esrei. 15. What are you talking about? Is that game?
Wait, we'll see.
Not the video games. No. We grew up, they had no video games. 15. There are 15 little cubes, little squares, in a place where there's 16. You can always move them around one at a time. You have to get them to a certain order. They still have those things?
Yeah,
they had this when I was growing up. They still have them. Baruch Hashem. Sorry. Okay. So you have Mishchak Chamesh Esrei. Well, 15. Puguach Hashem b'mizgeres Olav nimtza mispazeh shel meruboyim misumonim ba'osus b'misfaros heinitona lehazaza mutlusar b'bishabas v'yontif. Not I'm b'chav b'osus l'peroches ki shamay b'open sh'osus ein lehem reka b'osus. I told you also the achibah l'peroches is koshim k'kosim. Here the Yishon has a reka. This is b'shalim b'zamas v'art the reka. No problem. That's what he says. The shall chude dap of ksubos osios. The machmarin on the chatchila. We saw the Mishnah Berurah. Shemem siv katan yudzai at the end. The shani osam. The b'shosh shall sefer pasuach. Lo ha'isa shum os shlema. K'she soga kilu kosav kolos. Ma'ashenke minin yidane. Lo osa afil mitzvah k'locha. Again, looking at the names of Reshut, which we saw about before. Ad kan, these 2 hours. Now, what does he want? Quotes, Shlema Zalman saying, Rekha, the whole Rekha issue. That's the Rekha. Igris Moshe understands differently. When you mechaber the osios one to another, it's a problem. The kvius, even if you have a reka, is that what Moshe said? Rabbosim, is that what he said? Rabbosim, what did Moshe say? He said everything's mutter. What do you think is also? This is a different topic.
Oh, Rabbi, I think you up on top when he says Alko Panim Bechibur Oter Amangin Avraham, he's saying that even in his case of Rekha, if you do it in a way that's Fibur.
Very good. Good. He's right. Hamash doesn't hold this. We saw in Piskei Tshuva that the whole no one holds from Shlomo Zalman. They have a different distinction. So, who's right? Sikos of Mogad Avram quotes Rashi and Gittin. Ta-da! So what does it mean? As Rosh Shlomo Zalman explained to Mogad Avram, Heyos va'osios porchos bavir who koveos and albosis and echshu l'chsiv l'efshu l'chayom l'chayom l'mazeh porchos bavir. Doesn't understand why. If you create a letter bavir, you're chayev. So why, if you put it down, you're chayev again? Ein kosev, macha kosev. Again, the same story we saw before in the Taz. Anyway, of course, the Nishma Sodom says, Togmo is against the Magad Avraham. He doesn't really mean what he says, etc., etc., etc. So Rav Moshe means, also with Rabbanon. And then you can say, it's also, even if they have a Rekha, like Rav Moshe, then I don't have to let. I need you to explain me the last 4 lines. I'm reading the last slowly. You have to tell me pshat, okay? Last 4 lines in this book. V'chein masha b'tasiv kodem beis shoha isur lishbor es ha'uga. On both sides, the Rambo asked to break an uga, right? Who afilu be'ofen she'eno mochek es osios elarak mafrid osam zumizu. I didn't see it. For Avshah Achogas Osios Muteres, Uga She Osios Mechuboras Vushovres Achibur, Gorat Ve. What's he saying?
I read it again.
The Taz Beis, he says somewhere, I didn't see it. She Isil Lishboras Uga, who are filu ba'ofen shein amochikas Osios, and the Rak Mafrid Osam Zumizu. It's cut between the letters. I thought that's had the Gama.
Right, because at the end, he equates between constant.
Osios
and
Kol Osios.
Just as being
Mechaber,
then he said there should be no difference. So too, when you're
moving, then
there should be no difference.
The end of the Taz. Av Shachokas Osios Muteres. We know that Evan says it's Muter. But Uga Shaosios Mechuboros Vushover Esachibur Goratvei. The letters are connected to the cake. and you break between the letters, it's going to be worse. He means what you just said, that the Taz makes no distinction between one letter and two letters. So they were saying you can't break one, they can't break between two letters. That could be pshat. And before he didn't even like it, if you cut in advance, it's still a problem, he says. I hear what you're saying. Okay, I got it. Rabosai, Ad Khan from the Megillah Sefer. Let's leave the Nisib Chaim out, because we got stuck with him yesterday, and I don't have time to, I want to cover some more ground. So we'll put him on hold. We're not finished with him yet. We're putting him on hold. We're looking in a different place. A different place, Rabosai. A different place. Okay. Let's now discuss the following situation. How far Tzfer from Tzipori? Look at this Rashba. This Rashba is such a pella. Should have been at the Maramakomas, but I wasn't aware of this at the time. There's a Rashba, Kuvdal and Amud Beis, our Gemara. Watch this. Kosa osach v'tzver v'kisper chayim. Pirish? Watch this. Kosa v'os achas v'megillah v'tzveria v'os achas v'megillah achas or acheres v'tzipori. I mean, Haigon says, Tver v'tzipori smucha zu l'zu. I think it's contrafactual. We'll see soon. They're right next to each other. For yashar shel zu mesuye b'tzid akseya hir, ken shar shel zu mesuye b'tzid akseya hir, im tichtov os gedola akseya zu, kashay yichtov asharam os gedola mekamo akseya zu mesamech l'zu, ava bishay krova zu l'zu, ve'ya roa zu ma'alach asher roa shel zu, Azul Yodak Yuktomos Hainu Mukhubar Zelazu. Ksivi Shimukhuzaras Kiratkan. Fedava Rochaku. Say, what? You kidding? That you rang out the two cities near each other, and you rang a big letter on one, a big letter on the other, and they're near each other. Hard to believe that. Matosi Bibishalmi Rav Yaakov, Rav Yosef, Rav Shem, Rav Elazar, Kosovo Sakha Bitzver, Vachas Bitzipori Chayev. Vataninon. It made a nag and zab zab potter over a bar bar mala tiposi besidak. Sounds like that's what it means. Now, exactly what is this? What is this here? It's Rashba. So, I'll just pull it out for this. Just for this. I can't. Just. No, I'm not going to do it. Can't. Piskei Tshuvos. Can't. Piskei Tshuvos was. Piskei Tshuvos, Siman Shin Mem. Watch this. Siv Katan. Again, the Rashba says that you wrote one in Tveria and you wrote one in Tzipori. It sounds like what you write it on. Kosev os achas b'megillah b'Tveria, os achas b'megillah achas b'Tzipori. What do you mean? I took the Megillah and I moved it from Tveria to Tzipori and I wrote on it again. That's obvious. On both sides. Al Gemara, I wrote one here, and I wrote one here. The Chiddush is, even though they're a mile apart, we retire them. And that's to say that what the Pshat here, that's for tomorrow, maybe we'll go back. Okay? But now he's saying, I took a piece of paper and I wrote a letter. I carried the paper to Tzipor and I wrote a letter there.
That can't be pshat because the Gemara said it's mefuser ma'isa kreva, and that's not.
Well, the machus of my prayer, I had to move the Megillah, I had to move from the Kfar to Tzipori. That's what the Rashba seems to be saying.
It sounds like it makes sense. After you write the two letters, the only difference is it's mechus of Kreva.
I understand, but the simple reading of the Rashba is that Rabosai, give a look in the Yafei Einayim. The Yafei Einayim. He won't quote the Rishalmis, because he didn't mention quote about the Rishalmi. It's very far near each other. Are you kidding? Look at the Yafei Einayim, Manal Gemara, Kuf Dalam and Beis. Page Yud Tes. Moments from the Yafei Einayim. Kosa was out of a Tveria. Quotes of Haigon. The Tveria of a Tzipori in Smuch Azulazu. Sharacha Beinea. Ayin Shav. Petzorach Iyan. Rishami Tainis and Echa Rabba Medrash Yud Ches Mil Ad Yud Ches Mil Kimitzver Letzipori, the 18 miles away or kilometers, whatever it may be. Wait, how can it be there? What are you talking about? How can it be? How can it be? Well, maybe from the beginning of Tver to the end of Tzipori. They were very big cities. But you know what? Well, should we go right to that? Yud Ches Mil Al Yud Ches Mil. Rabbi, distance is only measured in linear, not in square. Maybe the combination of Yitzvah and Tifor inclusive was Yud Ches Mil, and they were touching each other in one place. The kids are. I'm just pointing out this with the Yafei Einayim, since it's just interesting. Now I'm going to open the Sefer Pesukei Tshuvos. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman here in Sivkot and Yud Ches. And he says it's Ke'en Kosev. It's not really Kosev, the case of the Mogen Avraham. It's not going to stick together, there's no Aveir. If it's Kala Hotzia, if it's easy to take them out, there's no Iser. It's the Rova Poskim, footnote 174, against, like a Rosh and others, against the Shlomo Zalman's distinction. That's what he says. Then he goes for puzzles. He used the word puzzle, Mabish. You know what's the Hebrew word for puzzle? Puzzle. That's what he says. Milnima Mekan, Galinus, Mishak, puzzle. Pei, Aleph, Zion, Lamed. Puzzle. Well, then hold on. It's your test. We'll get to the footnotes in a second. Kasha chelke also chelke tzir v'tzarvim v'mischavim yachas v'yosot shlemos v'tzir sholem. If it's betok misgeres or mishtalvim hachalokim zeh v'zeh b'chozek os lo kivim b'shabbos. If ain't the chlos and betok misgeres ain't the mishtalvim zeh v'zeh b'chozek, that's the earlier machlokas. They said earlier. Rav Shlomo Zalman would answer it. Because these pictures have no independent base, pshuto, and they were rove post, let me matter it. And you rely on the mekilim, especially little kids. Yeah. And the same thing, if each one has an old shalom or tzir shalem, then it's okay. Miskavim v'chozek, again, the machlokas from before. He discusses this from the various perspectives of the mefarshim. Which is a fascinating thing. Oh. He says like this. Puzzle. Footnote 175. Shmir Shabbos Kachas, we saw before, says, if through a magnet, Chutshani, or Karelitz, for Kosum Mechabiz Manenu, Shatoli Bechozek a magnet, so too when it comes to a puzzle. Quotes of Ber Moshe, also mishtalvim ha-mishtalvim v'kal u'vehenef yad misparkim. You wave your hand, it falls apart. K'mo she'motzi b'puzzle shel tinokos, ein b'amisser. I think he's right. Most puzzles should be mutter, according to this. I thought so. I thought so. Oh. Now, Rabosai, back to the Chuvus HaRamah. Is the idea of the Deles an independent Svara or not? I got to discuss this briefly with you. We have it. The very first thing he said, remember the first thing after Osir, 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 then he starts saying it's Bois Mutter. Come on, who is it? Okay. Ho over Omer the Ptah Vlino and Der Mechika Bekach. So we thought it's the same as the Delos Svar. He never said the word Delos. Who said the word Delos? The Prisha. Look at the Prisha inside. If you have a tour, you can look it up. Shinmen. What? Oh, here it is. It's an Aleph. Let's see what it says over here. Mashakosa Beis Yashim and Mordechai. Ugos. Eil Adabi Kanal Svarim Shakosa Val Adapa Tables to Shemus Hasevik Shapotan also the Shabbos Yontav Mishtaber also a table Lomashu also Kvot Tables Shizuk Val Ugos. No! Shani Ugos. Shabishas Achilos and Mishtaber also Gamre. Eil Otikun. Mashakim Mipsilas Hasefer. Av Shapotan also Menatek also Mikolo Shachozer Visogro Mistakin Kivitchila Utchilas Ksivasu Olaf, Nasa the Postal the Sogro, Havlek and Modelas and Niftach Vidiska, Ain't Babish and Binion is the same thing. The only one, the one who said is an independent Svara is clearly the Prisha. The Aruch HaShabbos claims that according to the Ramah it's not that way. It's only an additional Svara. An additional Svara. It's for the real Svara, as we saw before, the main Svara is that it's Kraven and Rechuk is not a problem. You just threw in an additional svara. Kiev and Michik is no good, is nothing, because only Michus, because the Taz before you can Michik have twice, right? And when it's Omer Liskaya, it's also the Kach, that's an additional svara to make it Mutter, but not the main svara. Now, can you Michik have twice? I told you to be patient. That's tomorrow she would do the Simchai. But then after, that's tomorrow she. Yeah.
Mishnah Berurah is clearly more like the
Prisha
than the...
Correct. The only quote, that's Svara. Exactly so. Oh. Now, the Taz is bothered by the Kasha of the Uga. So what did he say? Let's read the words of the Taz have to be read again a second time. No, we have to almost end. We have to see this one more time. It's very, very important. The Taz is worried about the Uga story. Okay, remember the Ramah is bought by the Mordechai. We saw that in the Chuvus HaRamah. There he destroys it. He destroys it. Okay? Now, the Mishnah Berurah splits. He wants to say you shouldn't break the Uga, but his matter is safer if there's no alternative. What's Pshat? Like the Prisha. That's the difference. The Prisha says exactly what we just saw in the Prisha. That's the one way of the Mahachro, the Ramah over here. Because the Ramah Aser is what? The cake, the cookie, and his Matar, the Tshuva, the Sefer. So one answer is the first Svara. What did the Taz say? The Taz quotes of the Bush says, oh, no, you're all wrong. You're all wrong. The book is no problem. I the cookie. So let's see again. Why is the cookie a problem? Rabosai, what are the words of the Taz? Let's find it. No? And you don't say, it's like also like the Rabbi Wittenberg, Ugo Shazacharnu. Yeah? That was that line that, which I didn't understand too well. Hosam who have ya kopon and mekalkel came in the achash in ishtabu lo mo'ol shem kiruv. The yefshal asad vem chibur echad achash yishibre. Aval kan ein kilkul b'mashir marchikim ade psicho kol shkein shalom v'skavin afil lezeh shiyosus nishbar. That's the distinction which the Taz is making, right? What's the distinction? Abbas, what is it? There it's irreversible. And the book is reversible. Is that what he's saying? The same thing we saw before. No? Okay. Chazon Ish, we brought it yesterday. Let's stop here while we have time. I remind tomorrow we have two goals. We started in the Siv Chaim, which I didn't want to get into trouble today because it was clean out tomorrow to discuss what he has to say. Then we have to discuss a little bit the Chazon Ish. And then we're going to open the Sefer called the Orchel Shabbos, and Hilchel Shabbos, B'Shabbos, see what they say about these complicated problems. Then after tomorrow, we'll believe that we've got to move on. This takes the cake. This is about the cake. We've got to
move on in
Kosei? No, in Kosei, we're not.